Here's George Mason.
It's in your future. Before this broadcast is over, Michael Jackson's Beat It on dual Chinese zithers will be making Valley Public Radio history. But for four reasons, we begin this week's Young Artist Spotlight by taking note of the number 2. It is the second program of the season, and it was the second program of last season that we were honored with the presence of two sisters and their two zithers, preserving the Chinese culture in their home community of Bakersfield. And we like to think, by way of the sisters' appearance here in the Valley, 1 year having gone by already, Megan Tran is now 13 and Hannah is 15, and they're once again with us here in the KVPR Bonner studio in Fresno. And this time we'll have them demonstrate how one first learns to get around on the more than 20 strings of a Chinese zither. And as always, we invite the listener to log on to kvpr.org for photos here in the studio, which will be online increasingly into the afternoon. We will be talking with the sisters' zither in a moment, but first we go to their instruments. The first song is called Happy New Year. Now, this is in recognition of the Chinese New Year, which this year is the year of the horse. It was Friday the 31st of January just past, and we and they want to wish everyone indeed a Happy New Year. The Zither Sisters on Young Artist Spotlight. And indeed, Happy New Year. And we'll be talking with Megan Tran in a moment. But now, just chat a bit with Hannah. Hannah, can you explain the strings here on the zither, first of all?
Well, it's in the D major scale, whole scale. You have to bend two strings, and it's numbered strings. And so it's not, like, we didn't learn it in, like, letters, but we learned it in numbers.
Right, I see that from the scores that you brought in.
This is 1, 2, 3, and then for 4, you have to bend it, and then 5, 6, and then for the 7, you have to bend it again, and then so that's the D scale.
When you first started this, what was the hardest thing to learn? Like, what's the first lesson, sort of?
Well, first you have to really get used to the nails, of course, because you're not used to having nails on your fingers, but also you have to learn every single string because there's 21 strings, so that's kind of difficult to keep track of. But also there's a technique that we learned. It's called tremolo. So it's a wrist stroke, and it goes like, and it's kind of difficult to start out first because it's just wrist. You're not supposed to use your arm and stuff.
Now you're using almost all fingers at the same time.
It just, like, with the music, when you start out with the music, it depends on how, like, convenient it is for each finger.
And next, Megan Tran, we're going to hear a song about a river.
It's called Luoyang River.
And we look forward to hearing it. Young Artist Spotlight, right here, right now, the Zither Sisters.
Thank you.
Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio Live on this Wednesday afternoon, as we are in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio with the Zither Sisters of Bakersfield. And we heard Liuyang River, the famous traditional Chinese song about the river in the Hunan province of China. Now next, we have what they tell us is the new song of the Dongting Lake. Is that correct? And it portrays a scene of the beautiful Dongting Lake in the Hunan province of China. And after this, there will be a pause in between. We will be hearing Michael Jackson's Beat It. But first, this. Well, if I counted right, you just heard the sound of 42 strings, as we have in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, side by side, Chinese zithers. I might say these are not zithers like one might see, at least the European variety, where they were laptop or desktop. These are full standing on their own stands. Hesitate to make this comparison, but it's as if two people each were sitting at a steel guitar side by side, if you could visualize that. Now, I understand we have to do some retuning, Megan. Is that right? What is Hannah going to have to do here as she waves you out of the way? And What has to be done here?
She needs to put the guzhangs into the G major, because in the song Beat It, there's a lot of flats and sharps that we need to push down, which is hard for us.
Oh, so this makes it a bit easier if it's in a different key. I was going to say C major, but what do I know? Now tell me a little bit. You just started the viola too, right?
Yeah, I started 6 months ago, and right now I'm in the honor orchestra for middle school in Bakersfield.
And your sister also plays two other instruments, one other instrument, too.
Yeah, we both play the piano, and Hannah plays the violin.
Now, tell me the circumstances under which you learned Beat It.
Well, we went to our teacher, and we asked her if we could have a song that was, like, well-known so we could play. And she gave us Beat It, and at first it was, like, really hard, but then we got used to it, and yeah.
And again, your teacher's in Los Angeles, correct? Mm-hmm. You travel down there at least once a month now, we see. Okay, have your seat again, if you will, please. And here we go. Hang on for Michael Jackson's Beat It in the key of G, or is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Megan and Hannah Tran, I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to perform that in front of some of your classmates or at the schools where you go.
No, you guys are actually the first people to get to listen to it.
We heard it first.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear it next, we hope.
Yeah.
Finally, just to wrap up, as you were telling us last year, Hannah, about you being about 9 years old and you were visiting a family friend, and that's when you fell in love with this?
Yeah, a family friend. She was playing it. It was in San Jose. I thought it was, like, such a beautiful sound that came out of it. So I just asked my mom, and then she was, like, she's excited about, like, music and stuff for us to play. So she was like, okay. So we found a teacher to do lessons in L.A. and stuff.
And tell us a bit how you're helping to preserve the Chinese community and the heritage, that is, in Bakersfield.
Yeah, because in Bakersfield, like, there's a small, well, it's not, well, it's small, but, like, it's just, like, it's nice to keep some of our culture with us, even though we're in Bakersfield, but, yeah.
Oh, that's good. And Megan, any final thoughts, or did your sister wrap it up pretty well for us?
Yeah, she wrapped it up pretty well.
Okay. Do they always, their parents are here, I will ask as I look at them, do they always get along this well? I suspect they probably do. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us, and also listeners. Remember, if it's the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday in February, March, or April on Valley Public Radio, it's another live broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight. And again, see kvpr.org for studio photos and for audio recordings of the season's broadcasts. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week, and again one more time from Bakersfield before we start making our way up the valley to Fresno, pianist and violinist Alice Lee. We'll see which role she takes next Wednesday, or could it be both? Research and scheduling support for Young Artist Spotlight from Christina Herrick and Bea Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason. We're all glad you were here.